Yo, welcome, welcome, y'all, welcome. It's been a minute. Welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. It's Podcast Man 420. Look, y'all, don't forget, tap that follow button on Podcast Man 420 on Instagram. Don't forget, tap that subscribe button on here. All right. Now, a man's silence. I want to talk about it because, you know, they say real killers move in silence. So, like, when a man get quiet, I mean that you might want to be aware because he might be about to turn to a killer, you know? Like, it's certain points that we can only test one another to make sure that we know how far we can go. We know how far that person will go before they reach that point of tipping over. Right, like some of us, we don't know how to express ourselves, right? We don't know how to express ourselves verbally, so we can only do it with action, right? But sometimes it might be through actions that, you know, a lot of us can't see, right? So like, it would be like. It would kind of be like being your friend behind your back and not in your face, right? That's kind of how it is, right? Like behind your back, you know what I'm saying? Behind your back, I'm there. I'm you know what I'm saying? I'm there 100%. In your face, I'm just quiet. I'm not saying a word. I'm letting you speak up for yourself. You know, I'm giving you the opportunity to speak up for yourself because I feel like if I say something, it's just gonna be me saying something, and it's not gonna mean anything. You know, it's not gonna mean nothing. So why would I keep wasting my breath? And some of us as human beings feel like that. You know, we go to a store to go pick up something, and you know, the employees are acting a certain way, and we like, look, you know, it's people at work. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna complain because what good would me complaining do? You know what I mean? I'm only one customer. Yeah, the customer is always right, but in what sense? You know what I'm saying? How long before the customer isn't right? You feel me? How long before a man can no longer be silent? You know what I mean? How long before we can actually speak and not seem like bitches or over emotional? You know what I mean? Like we want love the same as everybody else. We got hearts the same as everybody else. We got compassion the same as everybody else. Yeah, it seems a little harder. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot more murderers that might be men than women. But we just gonna put it as it's a lot more murderers that got caught that are men than women. You know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is that sometimes being silent is the only way we can just let people see that maybe if they heard us, maybe if they paid attention to us, maybe if they listened to that one fucking detail, that one piece of detail that we were willing to give, that things would have just went a little bit smoother. If everybody was able to put in 2 cents, if everybody was able to put in 1 cent. But nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah. When a lot of people 2 cents come up, it don't get added to the 5 cents. So now we not at even numbers, we at odd numbers. And shit get crazy when it's odd. You know what I'm saying? Shit get crazy when it's odd. So like, how long before we, you know what I mean? What situation does it take for that's not a life or death situation for us to get listened to? You know what I'm saying? If we say, yo, look, we gonna control how it goes, it's only a matter of seconds before that control already is gone. You know, before someone challenges your control. But you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to be top dog in the situations. You're supposed to be the first point of contact with a lot of things. But you're not. You're the last point of contact. Because your point of view is invalid. Because it's over emotional. Because it's a what do they call that? An outstanding opinion. You know, it's not a reality thing, it's just an outstanding opinion. Even though you're in a situation like they're in a situation, but yours is just an opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's a point of view, but it's in the air. It's not going through anyone's ears. It's not reaching anyone's brain. It's just in the air. You know, like it. For some of us, we feel like being quiet is a way to tell other people to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, keep talking. Until you can't. And when you can't, hopefully you realize that this whole time we could have both been speaking to each other instead of one of us listening and one of us speaking. That silence, that awkward silence, it doesn't mean everything is okay. You know what I mean? We may say it's okay. It's not the fucking case. It's normally never the fucking case. You know what I'm saying? It's normally never the fucking case. Yeah, everybody goes through shit. Everybody's living life. Every day comes with a problem. You know what I'm saying? Every day comes with a problem, and not every problem comes with a solution. But at the end of the fucking day, if we just listen to each other, maybe there won't be any more I told you so moments. If we gave a fuck about each other's opinions, maybe it won't be such a, oh man, like you was right and I was right. But we only went with your choice of option. We didn't come with our choices. We didn't say, hey, look, let's meet each other in the middle with this problem here. No, you was like, oh, okay, look, this is what we're gonna do, and that's how it is. And then they were like, well, what if we do that? Nah, we're gonna do it this way. It's cool. All right, we did it that way. Shit didn't come out 100% perfect. Shit didn't come out 75% perfect. Shit didn't even come out 50% perfect. It came out 45% perfect because, you know what I'm saying? That little 2 cents could have made 5 cents to make it 50 cents. And somebody else could have put in another 25 cents. And then somebody else could have put in another 25 cents. But because you ignored that 5%, now you're back. You know what I'm saying? Now you're back. Percentages, simply because we couldn't listen to one another. We couldn't hear that other people were fucking speaking. Other people were trying to acknowledge us. Other people were trying to let us know that shit isn't so fucking bad. Other people were trying to let us know that from the inside, you might not be able to see the whole problem, but from the outside, I can give you a perspective so you can see the outside and the inside. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when people give a fuck, they give a fuck. We all just want to fucking relax. We all just want to fucking breathe without our fucking heads hurting, our stomachs hurting, our minds wondering. So, like, let's just put each other at ease. Start listening to one another. Otherwise, we're going to be living in a decade of silence. If everyone's quiet, ain't shit going on. Can't nobody get nothing from nowhere. And we all just going to be lost. But y'all know what that means, yo. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. ShopHibachi.com, y'all. Check out the merchandise. All right? Subscribe to the YouTube. Follow the Instagram. All right? Tap in, y'all. Stay high.